Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on. You can read or listen or watch multimedia resources there that will help you have a maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going for so far, too, by the way. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Marvin Brown. He's the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. He's made a career out of this, having been in sales and consulting and having been an executive leading other people and helping, and then later in his own business, helping clients to men and women all over the world to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Marvin Brown, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. Tell the audience how they can find your book.
Actually, the best way to do it now is to go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, because my website is under construction.
I got you. All right.
So it'll be out soon, but it's certainly easy to go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
All right. Marvin Brown, pretty simple name to remember. How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. Simple strategies for great conversations. One of the things you talk about in your book is lazy talk. You call it lazy talk. How do we get into trouble with lazy talk?
This is just something that starts out really when you're young in life. Most people don't pick this up later in life. And it's just lazy talk where someone will say something like, well, you know, I went to this party the other day, you know, and I was having a great time, you know. Or the word like. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so, like, I went to the movie.
Marvin, I hate it when people like say that.
I know. And you know what's interesting is that it really is, it just doesn't make a good first impression, and most people mm-hmm. don't really enjoy conversations with people that do that kind of lazy talk conversation.
Right.
They should get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we used to call those mannerisms. Marvin, mannerisms are the death knell of a conversation, especially if you're presenting to customers. If you have a mannerism could be anything that you do physically. It could be that you wear your hair in a weird way, or you dress in a non-conventional way, or whatever. That could be a mannerism. If you have gestures that are weird, those are mannerisms. But mannerisms are always also things like saying, you know, you know, you know. If you've talked to people who can't go three lines without saying, you know. Those are mannerisms. And what happens is, Marvin, as you know this, what happens is people start counting those.
Yep.
They're not listening to you anymore. They're counting how many times you do them.
You know, I've done it myself. you hit the nail right on the head. I never even realized I did it.
And so whatever you're trying to tell them, they're not listening. And this is where I think role-playing helps, Marvin, and that is letting someone that cares about you, you know, share it back and forth and let them hear what you say, or let them come to you and say, Jim, you have a mannerism you need to get rid of. What do you think, Marvin?
It's the only way to do it, because the people who do it don't even hear themselves.
They don't.
And then the first time you'll tell your friend, you say, hey, Marvin, you just said like again. I said, really? I did?
Right.
And then if you do that three or four times or five times or over 2 days, all of a sudden the people will hear themselves do it. They won't be able to stop initially. But then after a while, they will be able to get control over it. So
right.
This is a bad mannerism that can really hurt your life, but it isn't that hard to cure if you have a friend, like you said, and determination.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Somebody who can, and you do it with each other. And in fact, if you have a sales organization, if you're not role-playing, your people aren't getting better, in my opinion.
Very important advice. Jim, it's amazing how much money a company will spend on sales training, and they should, and time, and yet this one mannerism for one person could kill everything.
Well, you go to all this trouble to make a proposal, and you got a great proposal, and it should get the business, but the person delivering it has a hitch in their get along, as we used to say. They can't deliver it.
Yes.
And you can derail yourself if you. So, folks, these are the kinds of things that you're going to find in Marvin's book, How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. These are the kinds of tips. These are real. You know, Marvin, you and I have been around the block a few times, and we operate now in what we now call new school, right? But these are old school fundamentals that are just as appropriate today as they were 40 years ago, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's part of life.
Yeah, it really is, folks. And young people, please, I know you think that us old fogies don't have anything you can learn from. Please check this out and learn from the wisdom of Marvin Brown. I promise you, it'll help you in your life. Marvin, good job today. Well done. Come back again real soon. Let's talk about communication another day.
Absolutely.
Marvin Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. I like that book. Check it out wherever books are sold. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on, Johnny. He was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.